The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Twitter hits a rough patch this week. Its revenue slides for the first time since its IPO. Can it dig its way out and turn eyeballs into dollars?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. With news on the Twitter front, for social media companies, popularity doesn't always pay off, and Twitter's sinking revenue is doing a good job at proving this. Some numbers for you to digest. Twitter posted a loss of $61.6 million in this first quarter, compared with a loss of $79.7 million a year ago. Here to help us break down what all that means and Twitter's prospects for the future is The Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells, joining us via Skype in San Francisco. Hey, Georgia.
Hey, Tanya.
So Twitter revenue slides for the first time since its IPO. How did Twitter's revenue compare to what was expected?
Twitter's revenue, as you said, it was their first quarter of declining revenue from the same period a year ago. So that was a little bit of a darker mark on their report. The higher revenue than analysts had been anticipating, but it still was their first decline since they've been a public company.
So what Twitter needs to do, as you know, all social media companies need to do, is get that user growth going, user base. Is it growing, and how does it compare to what analysts were expecting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Twitter posted higher user growth than analysts had been expecting. For the past several quarters, Twitter's user base had been growing by about 1% pretty steadily, and then suddenly this quarter it grew by 2.82%. So many analysts were hopeful for Twitter that it could actually represent the start of an inflection point. And it's possible this could be the beginning of accelerating user growth for Twitter.
You know, it set a goal of driving toward profitability in 2017. Where does it stand and what does it need to do to ultimately achieve that goal, do you think?
So social networks, you know, the past several years have shown us that simply having users doesn't necessarily translate into dollars for social networks. Mm-hmm. And so certainly accelerating user growth is really important for Twitter because that's what their business is based on. But on top of that, social networks, including Twitter, layer on advertising businesses. And so for Twitter, advertising makes up about 85% of their revenue. The other portion is data. And for the advertising, part of the issue had been when their user growth was growing slower, advertisers who have a set budget of money they can spend on advertising, I'm told, were less interested in spending their budget on Twitter because, you know, it would be reaching fewer eyeballs. And also one of the other kind of facets in this was that advertisers were getting less bang for their buck on Twitter. It was a more expensive place for them to advertise. And the cost for advertisers on Twitter are now coming down. And so, you know, analysts anticipate that if Twitter can, you know, successfully restart user growth, like this quarter showed, that then advertisers will be more excited to come to Twitter to, you know, spend a portion of their budget.
So any other notable challenges that lie ahead? What is it thinking about with regard to some tough spots moving forward?
Well, so the rise of Snap is certainly, you know, question mark for Twitter, because mm-hmm. for many advertisers, they have sort of a emerging media budget that they spend on kind of the newer, flashier advertising places. And Snap now will be, or is, taking some of those dollars.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells about how Twitter is faring in the social media landscape. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. So Twitter's been struggling with a lot of these things for a while now, so it's not terribly new. Any bright spots? What's been going well and what can we look to moving forward that's promising?
Yeah, so video has been strong for Twitter in the past couple quarters. In the first quarter, Twitter streamed more than 800 hours of kind of what they call their premium video content on Twitter last quarter. And that includes partnerships with the National Hockey League or Billboard. Advertisers are excited about putting their ads in video in different social media platforms partly because it's harder to just simply scroll past an ad if it's in a video, if it's in front of something that you want to watch. A lot of people will sit through it. And so video has been very strong for Twitter lately.
Okay, so there's some good, some bad in there. It's an interesting time for the company. Georgia, thanks, as always, for the latest.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. That'll do it for this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.